Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, and we are joined by the perennial loser of this podcast.
How can I be the perennial loser of the podcast, Phil, if I'm Wintern, okay? It says Wintern. Right there.
Wintern. I think it's like winter hyphen N is what you meant to put. Like, I don't know. But it's definitely not Wintern. I've learned that from last year when I wiped the floor with everybody, including Vaughn, who was supposed to be on here tonight but cannot be here because he just welcomed another member to the family. Wife gave birth the other day. So Vaughn is with his family instead of with the Survivor Specialist.
Congrats to Vaughn.
Odd choice, but happy for him and his wife.
Very happy for Vaughn and his wife. And now that's, I believe, their second kid. So
yeah,
doing the good work over there.
I was thinking that we should have had the newborn child draft.
Yeah. Honestly, probably would have beaten you, Intern, just from listening to Vaughn.
I'm a new man, okay? I am now Wintern. Before this moment, it could have been a different story, but I think the terms
next year will be Phil, Alexa, Wintern, and Vaughn's one-year-old child.
Yes.
One-year-old child, yeah.
Who just, like, was able to just get all of Vaughn's knowledge through Vaughn probably prepping for this relentlessly while his wife's like, yo, I might have this baby any minute now. Can you please stop talking about your fantasy draft with a specialist? It's not as important.
I mean, if you have months of maternity and paternity, what else are you going to do but rewatch Survivor?
Fantastic point. The baby's first words are going to be Delta and high ceiling, low floor.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it's heard. I love it. I would have loved to have known who Vaughn would have went with on this cast because Vaughn last year, so for those of you who didn't listen last season to the fantasy draft, Vaughn is the reason I won the fantasy draft because he created this like fan fiction about, oh my God, who did he have as his winner? Lindsay. He said Lindsay was like a solid winner pick and he was getting Chrissy Hofbeck vibes. And I said, you know what? For every Chrissy Hofbeck, there's got to be a Ben Dreebergen. And I picked Gabler with my second overall pick. And I got torched because everybody was like, that's a bad pick. And he went on to win. And the only reason I picked him is because of Vaughn putting in my brain that it was going to be a Chrissy Ben situation, which Lindsay never even met Gabler out on the island. And yet the logic was sound. So I wish that Vaughn was here to give me the winner pick this season through osmosis or whatever it would have been.
But alas,
he's not here. He's doing better things. Happy for him. Happy for his wife. Happy for his family. Vaughn's been doing this podcast with us a bunch for years and years and years. One of the main reasons we're actually on iTunes. So anybody who listens to us and doesn't watch us, you can thank Vaughn. But that means we're going to be doing 3 tribes of 6. That means Intern's going to get 2 extra chances tonight to make his team better. He has a shot there. What were the final, and I'm not doing this to troll. So Alexa was last.
Oh, I'm not doing
season.
This to troll.
Intern did beat Alexa
in his entire life.
But Intern had Cassidy on his team. So
Cassidy. So
congratulations.
Kind of a goated pick right there.
That's a place turn.
I don't say so myself.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Vaughn had Owen and Carla. I had Jesse and Gabler. Alexa's highest placing member was Noelle. That was a season. So really, I'm over here taking shots at Robert. Alexa, you're now being referred to as Intern. And what is going on with that fantasy?
Am I Alexa now?
Going to be Alexa Turn.
Alexa.
That's my new name.
So Alexa, here was your team last year. Because I just want to like recap this so you can like you get the inspiration to do better.
Absorb it. Yeah.
Ryan was your first pick. Then Noelle, then Mariah, then James, and then your superstar player, which we won't be doing this year, was Lindsay. What happened?
I probably believed Vaughn, which 9 times out of 10 is the right thing to do. Unfortunately, last season, I don't know what got into him.
He's trying to keep us on our toes.
I'm blaming him.
He wants to throw once so that like next time we won't believe him.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Maybe that's why he's skipping this one, just like getting our heads, right. And the next year he's gonna kick.
He's
our
always head. One step ahead of us. That's what we learned from Vaughn.
That's the worst part. That's the worst part. He's building an army of Survivor super fans over there in his home, and it's terrifying because Alexa, we're gonna be doing this in 20 years, and his two kids are gonna be coming on here just throwing around words to make us seem foolish, and it's just gonna be what it is.
Unfortunately, never going to be prepared for that.
We're going to be doing this one. So since we're not doing the bootless game, we'll just do this game for the other buff this year. We had been pairing with Vintage Survivor Store. They had given us prizes for the last two seasons for the fantasy game. We're just going to do it ourselves this year. So we'll provide a buff to the winner of that. To become eligible for that game, though, you have to be a top-tier patron, which right now is a $20 patron. And don't worry, when I say right now, that doesn't mean it's going to change. It's a $20 patron. I just feel weird saying, give us $20 so you can play our game. But give us $20 so you can play our game. Patreon.com/Survivor Specialist. You also get to be a part of the Power Rankings game. So the Power Rankings game will get started after the premiere. And then this game gets started, though, beforehand. You're going to pick your own team of six players. And you'll follow the same rules as us, which we might come up with rules on the fly. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But right now what we have is a correct idol play is 5 points. A correct advantage play is 3. Winning the game is 10. Individual immunity is 3. Quitting the game is -10. So that's different than like being medevaced. Quitting is quitting. You are quitting.
No way.
Days in the game is 0.5. And we don't have the superstar this year. We had done back in season 42. The Harry Potter thing, and we actually got Harry Potter references, which was amazing. So maybe we can come up with something on the fly to make this a little bit more interesting. But that's what we have, and that's how your points will be determined for your game. So you can pick any six players you want, unlike myself, Alexa, and Wintern, who are going to be doing a snake draft. So we are snaking, and it will be a draft, and that's what we're going to be doing. Coming up here, and I see now, because I won last year and because Vaughn's not here, can I select the order everybody picks in?
I don't think so.
We outvote you.
What if I said I was going to make Alexa pick first? Then can I pick the order?
That's so stressful.
Yeah, I know. But I was hoping Intern would be all about that because he just doesn't want to pick first.
No, I want to do the random list generator. I already have the button ready.
Let him have these.
All right, can we share your screen? You don't have any weird tabs open, do you?
No, I only have weird tabs open. What are you talking about? Why are you having me do a tech demo in the middle without any presentation? All right.
Have you guys ever been to spoiledsurvivor.com? That's my number one looked at tab right now. So. Also, I'll just say that right off the bat. If you're spoiled on this season,
get out.
Go watch different podcasts. Go to a different one.
In the comments. We've already had enough sketchy comments.
Dude, and I had one. Did you see the one in the last video? I deleted it, but did you see the one in the prop bet game?
Oh, like an actual comment? No.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Oh, my God.
They said Jeff Probst quits live on television.
It wasn't that, unfortunately.
You can't just say that out loud.
Yeah, we all know now. No, it said some of the props in the whatever were right. And I was like, dude, these are in alphabetical order by last name. Like, if you know that they're right, that is annoying. So please, if you know, we don't get enough viewers. We want this to be for fans who are unspoiled. Like, there's other bigger podcasts that you can go post that on, like, where their hosts just aren't going to be able to avoid it. Like, they're just not going to be able to. Like, we can avoid it if we try really, really hard. So please don't spoil.
Please don't spoil. We had a live comment in one of our podcasts where it wasn't even about a person. It was about a thing that happened. And I'm not spoiled on the season, but I have known that thing happens. That is a spoiler. Like, absolutely nothing about the season. And also know, like, I think Marianne is gonna like do really well. None of that. Like, don't do that. And also, good point on the prop bet podcast. I'm saying we, and I guess I'll be the one to do this instead of volunteering one of you. If prop bet scores are way higher than the normal average,
yeah,
we're gonna
cut. But also go and look at the prop bet video, everybody, because the link is in there. So Intern did do the link. We don't have that many entries yet because I don't think a lot of people knew about it because we did that podcast and then we've been off for 2 weeks. But go and do submit your prop bet game through that. You have to do it through that link. We're not going to accept it any other way. So that link is in the prop bet video. Also, that'll get views on that prop bet video, which we could use right
and
now.
You know what? We could post it. We'll post the link as a description to this video too afterwards. So
Okay. Are you going to do that,
yeah,
Robert?
I'm going to do it, Phil.
Phil, I thought you were the one with all the power. Why don't you do it?
I'm not doing it now. He's volunteering himself. This is great.
Yeah. So you have for the prop bet form, you have until the beginning of the premiere on the East Coast, and then the submissions will be closed. So get it in by 8 p.m. Eastern on the day of the premiere, and then you're good. And it's like literally like, what's the worst thing that could happen? You win a buff? Oh no, right?
Ooh.
Go fill it out.
The worst thing that happens is you get 0 points and we call you out on the podcast for having 0 points. You know, that's the worst thing.
Yeah, that'd be.
Are we known for doing that? I don't want
to. No, I don't think I've ever done that. But now I have a new idea.
Now you have to.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have randomized the list.
We're going to need to get
started. Are you? You're going to need what?
Yeah, we got to share the screen.
You end up being first. You know, we're
going to need to share the screen. I don't want to.
He's been over there for 10 minutes doing this until he got the order he wanted.
It actually tells you how many times you.
Yeah, but does it tell you how many times you closed the page and then reopened it? Closed the page and then reopened it.
We're going to need your browser history too.
Can I? Okay, here we go.
Ooh.
Wow. We're going to click randomize, and this is going to be it. Whoa.
Whoa.
It didn't change.
The order. Phil, Alexa, Robert. Oh, sorry, Phil. You want to go first?
Okay.
I'll go first.
All right. Phil's
Robert, first, say it loud and proud. What's Alexa, the order?
And then me.
Phil.
Stop sharing.
Phil, Alexa, Robert. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the tickers. Here's a good ticker for you. This is from last time.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can get that going here. So, but you guys are all going to make me go first. So
hold the random generator doesn't lie.
The random generator is not my friend. Who was second? Alexa?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Wow. And then third was
there are three of us.
Robert. I'm not calling you Windturn because you haven't won ever. So
well, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Good point. Manifest it.
You got to get there eventually. But okay, so we really didn't talk. We talked a little bit about the tribes when Alexa and I did our cast assessment, but we didn't talk that much about the tribes because we were definitely more focused on like, we went tribe by tribe, but we didn't really talk about the dynamic, anything like that. So I almost feel like because that was 2 weeks ago and because I haven't looked at this stuff since, I feel like I'm meeting these people again for the first time.
Yeah.
The Soka tribe, I feel like, is in the best shape. And everybody on season 44 is probably laughing at me for saying that right now and going, wow, you're an idiot because we lose everything. But that's the tribe that I have the best feeling about right now. I think they have strong men, strong women. I think they have different types of strength. I think that is going to work in their favor. I'd already gone out and my two winner picks are both on that tribe, which is Claire because Michelle said she's the winner pick, and then Matt because he's tall. If any of you remember that, that was my great takes there. So intern, yeah, don't
say my God.
Yeah. Don't steal that, okay, intern?
Okay, now that you mentioned it, I got it. I won't steal it.
Matt has some Robert level hair, or Robert has some Matt level hair. He's got like a nice head of curly hair.
This is actually a good question of which one came first.
Which came first?
Because I don't know the answer to that.
I believe. Oh God. Okay. Google time, because we are about the same age.
Phil is stalling.
I am stalling. I wasn't ready to go first.
Boo-hoo. Shut
all
up.
I know is that Jam Jam, I wasn't allowed to follow on Twitter because of some ridiculous Twitter rule that was like, you followed too many people today, and I followed.
Yeah. It was a bug, Phil. It was a bug.
I don't care if it was a bug. I didn't want the bug.
Did you try and then again?
That happened. It was like, I don't know. I was like a Friday night at 11 p.m. And I was like, oh, I'm not following the Survivor player. I followed them. And then that thing popped up. And so my brain, I was like, ooh, I'll unfollow one person and then go back and try to unfollow them. So I unfollowed someone and it still didn't work. And then I never
tried. That's where my follower went. That's what you're telling me. Yeah, that's where my follower went.
All right. No, okay. Quit stalling.
I get that it was a bug, but my big problem is with it being a bug, that was the one chance. That was like the time where I was like, I'm going to follow these people. Now that that time has passed, I'm not going to go on Twitter and follow anybody anymore. So that's that. But so that's really all I know about this tribe is that Jam Jam with that. And then Carson has a store and has not stopped tweeting since this season's cast was announced. That's pretty much what I know about this tribe.
What's about that?
Yeah. So I'm going to throw away the Soka tribe because I already have too much invested in the Soka tribe. I'm going to throw away the tribe with Carson and Jam Jam because they seem cursed just because of me not being able to follow and because Carson has a store which pissed off a lot of the community for some reason.
We must fight over.
I'm literally going AWOL here. And I think in the cast assessment, I said this person was probably going to be the first boot of the season. And now instead, they're going to be my first pick. And I'm going to take Maddie Pomia. No clue why. Just taking her. That's my reason.
I had her pretty high on my list.
How high did you have her? Because I don't even remember really talking about her, to be honest.
Okay. Well, if you remember, Phil, guess who my first pick was last year? It was Cassidy. And then no one thought anything different of it. And boom, second place. So all I'm saying.
You were third place. Bond beat you.
Well, no, she got second place.
The rest of your team was terrible.
Yeah. But my first pick was dope. So don't doubt one of my picks will do really well. That's all I'm saying.
I liked Maddie because I thought her answers were extremely weird and sarcastic. And she described herself as feral, which is.
I know that Franny had her zesty thing, but feral is actually like the really funny
answer. Feral is a very zesty answer.
That's actually the reason I picked her because I still don't quite understand what that means. So I'm going to go with her. I know what feral means. I'm just trying to think of it as
describing
yourself.
You're right.
You know, that's where I'm like, are you complimenting yourself? Are you insulting yourself? Where are you feeling on this? So I'm going to take Maddie first, and I'm going to throw caution to the wind this year. After a big win like last year and with Vaughn not here, I feel like me picking at random is really the only way to even the playing field. So I'm going to pick Maddie first.
Congratulations. I really like this dramatic tick around the bottom. I forgot how fun it is.
Isn't it great?
It's so intense. I feel like I'm like on an ESPN draft.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not stalling because I prepared today and actually read through all of the players' bios, which I have never done, probably ever.
Alexa, this is a professional podcast.
Yeah, that's season 18 level loyalty. That's not season 44
level.
I
had some downtime after work and I was like, you know what? Maybe I should prepare for this thing I'm doing. I'm going to go with Helen, which I think I had her pretty high up in previous podcasts, but I really like Helen. I think I go like two ways on her. From an entertainment perspective, I really like her answers. She seems very bubbly and very energetic and very excited to be there. But at the same time, I really liked her answers in that she has sort of just been a chameleon her whole life. She's had to be a little bit of everything. And on Survivor and also on these newer seasons of Survivor, you do have to be able to pivot and just deal with things not going the way you want them to because there's so many twists and the game is really fast paced. And she sounds like she's pretty cut out for that. So I'm going to pick Helen.
I mean, she in her video said that she was like Erica, and I believe her. I'm down.
Yeah.
That's all I needed.
She
said she was Erica, and I was like, this is it. Erica destroyed her season. Here we go. You know?
Here we go.
Was she the one? I really like Helen. And Helen, had she not been on the tribe that's been cursed by Twitter, probably would have been my first pick because I really do like her. Was she the one, though, Alexa, when we were doing the podcast that I was saying, like, with Erica's win, I feel like the key is going to be understanding why Erica
won. She won.
Yes. Yeah, like why. And I feel like Helen, out of the people who mentioned Erica, probably has the best chance of understanding why it is that Erica won the game. Because I think her name's being thrown around because she's a under the radar winner. But Erica wasn't as under the radar as everybody thinks. So I think
she was under the radar, but not to the players.
Not to Danny. Yeah, and
she was like, and Erica had said this in her pregame, but Helen was like, we are two people where if you put us in like a big business meeting, people are not going to think that we are like loud or opinionated or strong-willed. And look how that worked out for Erica.
Yeah, it's not an under the radar. It's a hiding in plain sight. It's like, you're there.
That's very Mike Gabler.
You're choosing to ignore her, right? Because of whatever reason, right? But then boom, 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 she wins, right? So
it's the Allegabler. Erica didn't come up with a catchy name.
The Allegabler. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? He just came up with a name for it. It was like Jesse explaining what a blindside was. We already knew, but Jesse explained it.
Right.
All right, Robert, in your scam of a generator, you put yourself last so you could pick back to back. Who you got?
All right. For my first pick, this is immediately who I thought was going to win. I'm picking Matthew Grinstead-Mayo. I think
that's Matthew, not Matt, correct?
Yes. Matthew, that's why I said the full last name. Matthew Grinstead Male. I think that people with kids on Survivor have a significantly better chance of winning than people without kids.
That's why Vaughn's having so many.
Exactly, right? I think that like there is something like when you're out in the conditions of the island, having something, anything to be able to like push you forward and help keep you, keep driving, keep you like going and living and starving. I think having that like conviction to keep pushing is very, very, very important. And he's a father. He was very charismatic. He seemed really fun. Just like the short like clip that CBS put out, I just knew I just needed him. So he's going to be my first pick. I think he's going
to
kill it.
He has been very active on social media as well. Not to the level of Carson, but he's been pretty active. And I think
That's a pretty low bar of being less active on social media than Carson, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, so if I look at this cast, I think I follow a lot of them. Whenever I got cut off, that's when I stopped following. But like Danny, don't even know if he's on social media. So somewhere between Carson and Danny is where Matthew is. I feel like Matthew's in like a nice middle ground of excited, but not overly excited, not super negative. You know, I don't know. I just feel like Matthew's a good pick. I like both of your picks probably more than mine. So good job.
Well, I feel like I shouldn't trust you when you say that.
I know. Why are you being so nice?
Right.
New season, new me.
You have like a really cool fourth pick that's going to win or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have my last pick picked out. I'm going to be stuck with somebody and I'm so ready to go with that.
Yeah. I am trying to decide between two final people for this third pick or this second pick. I am going to commit myself to the Church of the Franny Stannies for my second pick. I'm one of you all now. Please accept me into your ranks. I come bearing mango and papaya. Yeah, she's dope. Also, she's just hilarious on Twitter. I feel like she could, like, where Matthew is going to be, like, more of an out front winner, like, Franny feels like, you know, not stating that she's going to be an Erica, like, an under the radar person, but, like, and maybe this is just because I think they look similar, but I'm getting Kellen vibes from her.
I know. She's right. Giving such Kellen energy.
You know, and I thought Kellen played pretty well. So from Ghost Island. So I don't know. This one's just a vibes pick. There's less of like a reason of who I think is going to do well based off of like children or whatever. I'm a Franny Stanny officially.
I like that. That's a good nickname to have. It's when you have a
Twitter,
name. Like,
Twitter came up with it. It's not me.
It was very, very kind of you to give that credit. I like her. I think you picked two like very different players, which is a good.
Yeah, diversify. Right.
Okay. I'm going to pick in between two very different people. I'm going to pick Claire because I really like her and I feel like everybody wants her to some extent. So I am going to pick Claire. I like candidly really don't know how well she's going to do, but I think she's going to be entertaining and I will be rooting for her anyway. So I may as well have her on my fantasy team to do so.
I'm disappointed. I was going to take Claire. I didn't know how high any of you were actually on Claire.
I was high on Claire.
I would have waited till next round, but I thought you might have taken
Claire. I would have 100%. Yeah. 100%. And that would have been my other – like if I didn't take Maddie for nonsense reasons, I would have ended up taking Claire there. I also feel – so even last season when we did this, like my first pick last season was Jesse, which was like a good pick. And I had first pick last year, which is why I think Robert is rigging this.
Hey, you saw me share that screen, Phil.
I did.
Blame technology.
I did. But I just I feel like the first picks are so tough because whoever you like, Justine was like who I thought was gonna win last year. And I said, I'm not gonna take her. I'm gonna take Jesse because he's more vocal. And I'm not gonna take the person I actually think is gonna win. And then Justine got what, 17th, 16th? So I was very happy with that decision. But now when I look at Claire, I'm like, am I getting too high on Claire? Am I too blinded by Claire? Do I want to take her with the first pick? But I agree with you. I'm going to root for her. Like, or intern with him wants to root for Franny. Like, when you're doing these fantasy games, you want to pick people you're going to root for, right? And
yeah,
Claire would have been picked. But also J.E. says this, Claire is giving me Chanel from 42 vibes, and Alexa loved Chanel. So,
well, that's, I love people who are like my very mildly demographically similar to me. And girls who live in New York. That's like literally all I go for.
So what's the real reason I took Maddie?
Because you're both insane.
Because she's from Brooklyn. Because she's from Brooklyn.
What?
Yeah, yeah, you took her. The thing is, Maddie and Claire are, like, to me, both of their, like, answers and personality based on all this preseason stuff feel very similar. So if you hadn't taken Maddie, like, I could have traded Maddie and Claire. That's a fun thing to do in the future. We could trade people.
Ooh. Can we do, like, you can trade one person?
Maybe.
Maybe, like, maybe. A seal or something? Ooh.
Yeah, maybe.
Like elephant, but it's survivor
draft. We did that. What did we do the 1 year, Alexa, where it was like if you took the person's like bomb player and you had Jonathan written down and I took Jonathan and you were like, that's my, I would never take them as long as they. I forget who mine was. That was fun. But that's hard. That's hard in this one because we don't have any leftovers. Whereas that was when we were doing four people with 18. But anyway, I digress. All right. I'm stalling clearly. This is what I do. This is my move. Damn, Sarah's picture on Inside Survivor looks so much different than her cast photo. It is insane. I actually didn't know who that person was. Okay, who do I want to take here? So I'm going to take Matt. I'm going to take Matt first. And now I'm just going to try to pick people whose names only start with MA. So Robert, I'll trade you my next pick for Matt.
Yes. No,
I'm going to take Matt. I think that, like I said, that Soka tribe, I kind of have good feelings about. Maybe Matt is voted out early, but I don't know. Like I think that tribe's going to do pretty well. And I feel like he's going to have the biggest personality out of the three guys. I don't think Danny, I mean, maybe Danny will have a big personality. I haven't listened to him talk, but he just doesn't give me that vibe. He doesn't feel like that kind of character. So I don't know. I just feel like Matt will get me days, you know, and I'm not already saying I want just days for my second pick, but I also feel like he could win. Whereas I think Danny might get me days, but I don't know if Danny's going to win. So I'm not going to take him. I'm going to take Matt.
Gotta diversify.
I am. I'm trying to figure out where I want to go here. Part of me really wants to take Carson just because he seems so excited, but then I just can't tell if that's just Gen Zers are excited about everything, and that's just something I'll never understand.
I gotta be honest, Phil, this is like the third time that you're the old man yells at cloud meme.
I am yelling at the cloud.
Yeah.
Phil moved to Florida and became 80 years old.
I did. It's hard.
Hard living.
It's hard. It really is. I'm going to take I'm trying to take one person from each tribe. So I got to go to Tika next. Helen's gone. God, I can't take Carolyn. Everybody loves Carolyn so much, but I can't do it.
Be careful. You cannot.
I can't do it. I'll take Sarah. I'll take Sarah with my next pick. So I take Matt and Sarah. Intern, since Alexa and I've already talked about this cast, what are your feels on Matt and Sarah?
Sarah, I feel like I didn't get much from her in her pregame stuff. But also in my notes, I wrote down mini Kim Spradlin ? So that's good. I just had her as like a question mark of like, I don't know what's going on.
I'm with that. I can't get a lot out of her preseason.
Yeah. With Matt, he just seems like a goofball. Mm-hmm. Like he's just there to be like have a good time. I feel like he's gonna be like he's gonna be on the outs initially, and then something's gonna happen and he's gonna just like be a Christian and then like be friends with everybody, and it's like I don't like this is a goofball. He's also I feel like somebody that I would just hang out with, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. candidly, but yeah, he's cool. I like him.
He seems like I don't know how to say this without, he just seems like a guy who is on Survivor. Like he's not like a character. He's not over the top. He's just like some dude on Survivor.
Yeah. It feels like he just has like another job. And then his boss was like, hey, can you go out to this island for a month? And he showed up and he's like, oh damn, here we are. And like, that's what he's doing, right? But, you know, obviously he's a cybersecurity engineer. Like, he's smart. He knows his stuff. We'll see what happens. Like,
I hate my team because you all are being too positive about it. So I hate this team. I'm done.
That kind of feels like your fault, Bill.
It does. But I feel like this is probably the worst feel I've had for a cast in a while. Like, I felt like with Jonathan and Lindsay, I felt like they were going to feud, and they kind of did, even though they were buddy-buddy at the beginning, and then towards the end they feuded. But, like, I had both of them on my fantasy team. And then in 41, I think I had Ricard or Shan. I had one of those two. This cast, I don't know. Like, last season, I accidentally picked Gabler and Jesse as my first two picks. This season, I just don't feel like I have a good read on what the dynamics are going to be. And maybe that's a credit to the casting that they're casting different versions of these archetypes, where it's becoming harder to figure out who is going to do well and who's not going to do well, because it's not like, oh, this person's going to be outcast right from the start. That's not how it works on Survivor anymore. A lot of times the people you think are going to be outcast actually manage to fit in pretty well, and they do stick around a little bit longer. So I don't know. Survivor is an evolving game, and I was really good during 43, but I don't know if I'm evolving with it during 44.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm with that.
Alexa, who is your next pick?
Yeah, that was very sad. My next pick, I am picking. I don't know why Phil hasn't picked this person yet. I'm picking Brandon. I think Brandon has like mid-merge longevity, which is like he is screaming Danny from 41 to me in a good way. And yeah, I think he's got longevity. I think he can get me some points.
I mean, he's going to challenge Beasted out to first or second merge boot, right?
You know? Or yeah, like challenge Beasted with like a very even keeled personality. Like, I think I'm feeling like 8 out of 10 on Brandon, which is exactly what I want on a fantasy team.
Good.
You know, Brandon's funny because like, intern, you just said he's going to go out in his second or whatever boot post merge, but that hasn't been the case in recent seasons. Like, challenge threats post 40 have not been viewed as negatively. Danny went to sixth. Ricard, even in that season, who was good at challenges, got fifth. The next season we have Jonathan get fourth.
That's true. That is true.
You know, like, that hasn't really been the case. And then last season, I don't think there was a dominant player. There wasn't a dominant physical player on the last season. Maybe you could say it was Ryan, but like, Ryan even survived what, 2 pre-merge votes and went at final 10 because of the split tribal. So there wasn't really a challenge beast last year. Carla and Owen did the best, but you weren't looking at them preseason saying, wow, how am I going to beat them in a challenge? So I like the Brandon pick, Alexa. I didn't think anybody else liked him. I thought I could get him on my last set of picks.
Maybe it's not even a challenge beast in terms of like winning challenges statistics thing. It just feels like, oh, this guy played in the NFL. He looks like he's going to win all the challenges. Therefore, we need to get him out once he's not useful for a tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I think Alexa and I talked about this. What these newer seasons have proved is you can get rid of a strong physical player on your pre-merge tribe, but you can't get rid of
two. Because when you're at six, it's just there's nothing to do. You gotta win.
And you can't get rid of your strongest physical player. Because if you do, you're putting yourself at a massive disadvantage.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, for my next pick, I'm going to pick Danny. Phil, you haven't watched Australian Survivor yet, right?
Nope,
I am getting strong Henry vibes from Australian Survivor, which I don't think actually exist. I feel like I'm just making this up, but he seems like he's just gonna be there, and he's gonna do well in challenges, and he's gonna be friendly, and he's just gonna vibe out. I don't know. He seems like he's gonna be chill.
He does breath work, so I think he does vibe.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're so right. Support my team. Yeah, I'm picking Danny. I think I mean, again, diversifying my team. I had, you know, like a social threat, strategic threat, and now we're going into the physical threats. Diversification. It's good. But I do.
A portfolio.
Yeah. I did also like Danny over over Brandon slightly because I felt like he is less of like, oh, I'm not an NFL player.
Yeah, Brandon is like a whole football player.
Brandon is built too. Like when you look at Brandon, you're like, wow, those shoulders, that neck. Yeah, like you can
tell that neck.
Yeah, that neck. Like whereas like Danny's a pretty strong, muscular dude, but he's very strong and muscular in the way that you're used to seeing on Survivor. Whereas Brandon is, he's the Jonathan type build where it's like, where the hell did they find you? Like, how do you look like that? So that might hurt Brandon a little bit more once they hit the merge. But if they don't feel that he's a threat to win the game, much like people didn't feel Jonathan was a threat to win the game and he fit into their numbers, Brandon could go all the way to the end. I mean, it's no longer let's get rid of our Colbys and Toms and stuff like that. Those aren't the players that people feel threatened by anymore. People feel threatened by the Carlas and the Jessies and the Marianne's and the Ericas. It's completely changed right now.
All right. With my second pick,
halfway through.
I have some people higher up than this, but I don't think you guys are going to pick them, so I feel like I'm good. I'm going to pick Jamie with my next pick.
Okay.
Who's that?
Did you just say who's that?
Yeah. Which one is Jamie? Oh, she's the TikTok star. Okay, I know who Jamie is.
Okay, I was like, I don't know how to explain this to you, Phil. Okay. We are drafting the whole cast.
Yeah.
I'm getting like... I'm getting like half Michelle Fitzgerald vibes and then half like completely not Michelle Fitzgerald vibes.
Like, more in line with the second.
What?
I'm more in line with the second.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. I mean, it's probably like 20% Michelle Fitzgerald of something like just hang out, be there, talk to everybody. And then, you know, some more sporadic and not level-headedness, but that's okay. She'll be great. She'll be fun. All right, I'm excited.
How old was Jamie again?
She's 35.
35. Okay, yeah. I think Jamie is like very fit and definitely going to be very useful in the pre-merge phase. The reason why I'm a little bit lower on Jamie is because that's a good starting tribe from like a physical strength perspective.
Didn't we just talk about how that was important?
Yes, yes, yes. But what I'm saying is I think there's more people that are above her on that tribe in terms of physical strength. Sure. So I don't feel her physical strength is going to stand out as much as it would have had she started on the Tika tribe. So that's why I think actually she ended up on a bad starting tribe for what could like potentially be like the strongest female player.
Like you don't you're not worried about voting out your only strength if there's other people there. So you could
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like Brandon is on that tribe. You won't vote out Brandon first, but if Brandon and Jamie go off and they start bonding over strength, you would vote out Jamie. You wouldn't vote out Brandon.
Right. That makes sense.
I hope I can bond with someone someday over my strength.
Is your strength? It doesn't always have to be physical, Alexa. It's you have strength. Bond over strength.
The nicest thing Phil's ever said.
Yeah, I can't wait.
What is your strength?
It's going to start dropping.
Something's wrong with Phil. Don't trust it. Don't trust Phil. He's trying to juke us.
All right. For my fourth pick, I'm going to pick Heidi. I had a few different people, but maybe you guys were or were not going to pick her, but I felt like now was a good time to pick her. I think Heidi is probably one of the quote unquote geriatric people on this season, which I think is a good thing. I think this cast is young and excited, and I feel like having somebody who has a bit more life experience is probably going to be a good figure to have as an alliance member. She is super jacked, so maybe she will bond with a few other people about strength. And she's an engineering manager, which I think is really interesting because we've never had someone like directly mentioned as an engineering manager before. And Robert, maybe you can speak to this a little bit better than I can, but she has like she has engineering skills and like leadership and people management skills. And typically like in the general workforce of America, you typically go one way or another. So it's really impressive to be able to have a little bit of both. And she also, you know, I think she like grew into that position too. So I see a lot of growth in her. I think there's a lot of potential for her to do well. So I'm going to pick Heidi.
Yeah. I mean, engineering managers, as someone who does do engineering for a job.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what engineers do. Ooh, rabbits, yeah. Not for engineers. Yeah.
I'm not, I'm Wintern. Okay. This is my flex time. Okay.
Yeah.
engineering managers, it is the combination of like knowing the technical stuff and being able to communicate it to non-technical people. Engineer turn. Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome. Yes.
Engineer turn.
Yes. So, I mean, those are two of the keys to winning on Survivor is the strategic and the social game. So, yeah, I agree. I think those are a pretty good skill set to have.
Thank you.
I do. I know it's a shame. Like poor Heidi with her broken knees and her memories of the 40s. You know, being 43 years old.
Yeah, being so bigger muscles than like half this cast.
Yeah, being so ancient on this season, but also being the first person from Puerto Rico on the season. That's the big one, right? Because she actually lives in Puerto Rico. Unlike,
I think Jam Jam like beats her out for that.
No, because I don't think
she grew up in Puerto Rico.
Oh, that's what it is. So she's not the first one from Puerto Rico.
Listening, she might be mad because I think she is probably actually the first person. But
and she's older than Jam Jam, so she should get seniority here over him. But anyway, I mean, again, this is a tough cast. I like Heidi's position on Sokka more than I like Jamie's position on Ratu. And I feel like I'm comparing the two of them because they're the older women who are both very fit and are probably going to do very well in this game from a physical standpoint. But I like Heidi's positioning better with her tribe than I like Jamie's positioning on her tribe, at least from initially looking at them. And that's coming from somebody who took Maddie first overall. When I look at the Ratu tribe, I'm like, why did I do that? But anyway, that's why we're here.
What positionings do you like on your tribe, Phil?
Yeah, so I have these are really my last two picks because then I get with whoever's left. And so I'm trying to think of like who you're all going to give me. And if you're all going to give me Carolyn, like that's fine. Because as much as I've already told y'all that Carolyn is like Nora, whatever, I don't think she can win the game. Nora also made it to Final Three, so I'll get a lot of day points on that. So if you all want to leave me, Carolyn, I'm not going to complain. I actually think she'd be a really good pick that you both should consider in the next two rounds. You shouldn't leave her with me.
I will take that to my brain.
That's why he was complimenting us. We figured it out.
Yeah, I think if you all want to take Carolyn, you'd be getting a steal here in round four or five or five or six. Leaving her to me would be a huge mistake, but I'm not going to take her because I'm going to make you all make that mistake. So with my next two, so Alexa, I know, and I don't want to spoil your game for Intern, but I guess like I'm kind of making, this is my helping Intern. I know you really like Josh. And so part of me really wants to take Josh and just like have him on my team. But the only person who has like vocally said something to us in a way other than liking a tweet or something like that or like whatever, because he commented on one of our videos. There's actually two people I've interacted with on this cast, and they were both, I think, accidental. One is Bruce and one is Jam Jam. And and I don't know if Jam Jam has any idea who we are or if he was just as aggravated that I wasn't allowed to follow him. And I don't know. Bruce knows who we are, but I mean, I don't know. But does Bruce not fit in to everything I love? Like, does he not?
Bruce is your guy.
Wait, hold on. A Navy veteran who is 46 years old from the Northeast.
Works in insurance.
He works in insurance. He's built. He's very muscular. He has
dad energy.
if he would just sign his tweets with "Thanks, Bruce," or something, he would literally be so everything funny. I've ever wanted from a Survivor player. So
he doesn't give me like scrappy Boston jerk though. And I know like that because you like scrappy New Jersey jerk.
But you know, I like my hotheads. Like I like my Terry Dietz because Terry Dietz is so competitive. He will spit on you if he needs
to. I love Bruce for you. It's a match made in heaven.
He kind of fits this Dan Barry thing where he's just so calm, cool, and collected. And like Bruce is a Navy veteran. So, like, is he going to go out? Like, the astronaut couldn't figure out a six-piece puzzle. Is Bruce not going to be able to, like, swim from a platform to another platform, and that's what'll do him in? Either way, if he's going to go down in 11th place and get a standing ovation at Tribal Council as he leaves the game and everybody in America has a dry eye except for me, I want to make sure I earn those damn tears. So I'm taking Bruce. Bruce is my fourth pick, and I couldn't be happier. Welcome to the team, buddy.
I want Bruce, but he deserves to be on your team.
He does. Well, and you know what the thing is, Alexa? It's like we kind of talked about how we probably won't be doing the post-game interviews this season. If there's anybody I got to fight for, it's going to be Bruce. Like everybody else, you can go on your other spot.
CBS.
Yeah, like I am going to find you, Bruce, and we're going to make this work. We'll talk about anything.
Where does he live?
Rhode Island? I don't know. Rhode Island's a small state. Warwick?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what that is.
Warwick.
You better.
That sounded really creepy. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, so shouldn't it be
Warwick? I know where you live.
If we don't pronounce the W.
It's the second one. So.
And then I'm going to stay on that tribe. And because – so if we were picking season 37, 38, 39, I'd be like, you all are going to leave me this person, and that's great. But is there anybody who's going to be more rootable and easier to want to do well on this season than Jam Jam? Like,
I'm actually shocked he hasn't been picked yet.
I know.
I was going to pick him next if you guys didn't.
I thought he would be gone by now. And when I look at the rest of this cast, and this is no knock on the rest of this cast, but Jam Jam is, out of everybody who's left, is probably the person that I am going to have the most fun watching from a personality standpoint. Therefore, I want to take Jam Jam on my team.
Oh, I thought he'd make it back around. You guys were talking about him. All right, that's fine.
Oh, you're not done yet.
That's who I'm taking. No, that's all I'm saying. I'm taking Jam Jam. I'm very happy. I thought for sure that he'd be gone by now, and this is not normally the type of player that I would take. But if he's going to be there with my last real pick in the draft, I'm going to take him. And you know what? If I get Jam Jam and Carolyn, I have the best fantasy team I've ever picked. I'm just saying. So you all better pick Carolyn or you're going to really regret it because my team is gold right now.
I don't even know. What's the word? You're reverse psychology-ing us with this Carolyn.
I'm being so sincere. I've never been more sincere. If I get Carolyn, I'll have four people from the Tika tribe. That's what I want. I want all four of them.
I think I want Carolyn on my team, but I just don't really know what to do about that. I think I'm going to pick Josh because shockingly he's made it this long. I don't know. He's jacked. I think he'll do well.
I like that reason.
No notes.
He is jacked. Yeah. Also, yeah, I don't have anything else on him. Yeah, you got him.
Yeah.
If
there's anything to take away from his story, it's that. I don't know. I like him. He seems really smart. He's a foot doctor.
He seems like he would be like a cyclist or something, or like a professional swimmer.
Yeah, he's got like good.
But he's like a surgeon, which is crazy.
Well, you know? I'm very curious to see how his health stuff is going to work on this show.
Yeah.
Having like the full stomach removal and things like that. Like, I wonder how that'll affect him really in any way. I mean, obviously he got cleared medically. This should have been my first pick. I don't know why I didn't think of this. This should have been my first pick because I had all my health things this past year. And Alexa, we literally talked about this. I should have taken him. Now I'm mad.
You should have taken him.
But I wonder if that's going to affect him negatively throughout the game.
Part of the reason that is a super fair concern. I also don't he hasn't talked about this and it's no one's business, but like logistically, is there anything that is different? So I'm not sure.
Logistically.
The only time, I don't know. That's the only thing I've heard of the team, the only time I went to a podiatrist is because I had glass in my foot for 2 days and I went and they just like zhuzhed it right out. And I am forever thankful to a podiatrist. So that's
thank
my
you.
Opinion.
Thank you, Josh. As my fifth pick. Removing glass from Alexa's foot.
Yeah. It was actually Josh who did it. So
mentally. Wow. Yeah. Alexa, I dropped a pool motor on my toe once while wearing running shoes and the point knocked my toenail.
Why are we talking about this?
What happened to your feet? Nothing's happened to your feet?
Yeah, intern. So, and the doctor was like, boop, 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 pulled it out, had to numb everything. It was a terrible pain. I couldn't walk for like 2 days.
I'm sure. That sounds
fun. What about you, Robert? Nothing fun? Yeah,
so for my next pick in the fantasy draft, I'm going to pick Kane. I think Kane is so funny.
Did you know he's from Moose Jaw, Canada?
That's honestly who I wanted. I really was hoping he was going to last.
Honestly, one of the reasons is because one of his favorite hobbies is playing Dungeons and Dragons. But he also compares himself as an effortless charisma and younger and more handsome version of Tyson. Dungeons and Dragons, I don't think can fit on any other person besides Kane. And I think that's so funny.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. So I'm down. I'm gonna root for him. Moose Jaw, Canada, also just a really funny place. It's like the hell Michigan from Eric Reichenbach. This guy's great. I'm down.
I'm excited. So
before you make your last picks, we have three people left. It's Lauren, Carson, and Carolyn. The only one I'm kind of surprised to see here is Lauren. I'm just throwing that out there. Like, and this isn't reverse psychology. This is sincere. I don't feel like Lauren ever did anything that would like make us be like, oh, who is this person? And like, what is she possibly going to do on this season? So she is one I'm surprised, but maybe if intern ultimately takes Lauren, then Kane could have, they're pretty much reversible. It didn't matter, but I'm surprised with the three that we have left that Lauren is one of them.
Yeah. Cause Lauren, I think like Carolyn and Lauren, my reasoning is I just don't think I've gotten like enough from her. That sounds like I just like in her interviews, it's kind of like reading Danny's interviews. I feel like I couldn't really get a lot, but that's a weird reason to not pick Lauren, because that's actually probably a reason to pick her like in your third or fourth pick.
Yeah. So intern, you get your final pick.
So this person I had
picking, like, for all of us.
I had second on my list.
Oh my god! Entire time, love it.
And I'm just glad she made it through to this point. Yes. I'm picking Carolyn.
That's a great pick. I'm so proud.
I had Carolyn number two the whole time, and I banked on you guys not picking her. I'm so down for Carolyn. I think she's gonna do great.
I don't know what
you're talking about. You were actually trying to reverse psychology, Bill. You actually really just did want me to pick her.
I'm so bummed I don't have her.
Yeah. So, I think you, Phil, are going to be pleasantly surprised when Wintern takes home his first dub in the fantasy draft. So I'm picking Carolyn.
Carolyn strikes me as deeply self-aware, but self-aware in the sense that she knows like how wild she is. And that is going to be awesome. And Lauren is someone who I really wanted. So I'm pumped with my pick of Lauren. And Phil purchased about 5 person's pillowcases. So this worked out great.
Dude, honestly, this is exactly what I didn't want. I really wanted Carolyn. No, this is exactly what I wanted. This is fantastic. Like, I had called. So in the cast assessment, I called Carson the little guy, 20 years old, NASA engineer, super stoked. And then he took his shirt off in one of the cast photos. And I'm like, all right, no more little guy. Like, here's like Alexa was like, I can hear Bryce Isaiah from here. Man, I really believe that had it not been for whatever is going on, I don't follow the drama nearly enough. Like, I just know that there was drama.
I agree with you. I agree with what you're about to say.
Had it not been for that, I don't think people would. I think everybody would like Carson.
If you read Carson, because I saw that stuff. I had an opinion about it. I'm not going to like hate tweet him, because people need to stop doing that and stop making Reddit posts about him. But you read his answers. They are good answers. Like, he knows what he's doing. And yes, he's an uber duber fan. And I'm a little sick of hearing that from people, but he seems like he knows what he's talking about.
And make sure after this podcast, you go to carsongarrett.com and you can use promo code Survivor Specialists for 10% off your next order. Yeah,
no, that's not true. It's not true. intern's going to get us in trouble.
You go to patreon.com/Survivor Specialist. Put in promo code Carson Garrett.
Carson Garrett, there you go.
You get no discount, but you become a $20 patron. No, I I might have to, if you want my address, anybody who wants to be really creepy, as long as you send me a pillow, I don't care how creepy you are, because I just want a Carson pillow so that I can watch Survivor every week this year with my Carson pillow. What else did he sell?
I think there were t-shirts.
The t-shirts and stuff. Yeah, just random merch.
But the pillow is like the most important.
But you just said how great he was. Why'd you pick Lauren then?
Because I'm doing the psychological thing of he's doing a lot on Twitter, and that makes me feel like he might go home early. Like,
I feel like going back to Kane, I feel like Kane is the Winners at War version of Tony to his Game Changers of Jacob Derwin.
Can you say that again slower?
So Jacob Derwin, right? Flame out, 36. Kane, new evolved version. Tony, flame out, Game Changers, Winners at War Tony. That's the comparison.
I like that.
And then I feel like Carson is the reincarnation of Jacob Derwin, where he could flame out real easily.
So. Yeah, I like the reasoning on all of that. Lauren, I really was surprised. Lauren, I mean, I don't think Lauren's finishing 17th. I don't think she's finishing 8th. So I'm surprised that Lauren was still there. Robert, I mean, you totally did the right thing taking Carolyn in the last round because I was never going to take her. It was just never going to happen. I don't know if Alexa, would you have taken Carolyn over anybody or no?
I was considering taking her before Josh. For like, because I just love her, but I had a feeling like I was surprised that Josh fell, so I was trying to hedge my
if Carolyn out. And Carson were the last two people available, like if intern had done the right thing and taken Lauren, who would you have taken, Carolyn or Carson?
I would have taken Carolyn because I just find her silly and entertaining.
Okay, well, I got Carson on my team. I have one hell of a team though. I got Coach Wade's niece. I got Maddie, who I know really nothing about.
Coach Wade's niece?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
That's so sick.
Don't listen to him, Robert. Do not listen to him.
Okay, you're right. You're right. We're not listening to him.
That is false.
Thank you.
I got Tall Matt. I got Captain America Bruce, who, like, honestly, somebody can get me a pillow of Bruce, I'll actually buy that. I don't want my pillow of Carson. But what I'm going to do is, and then I have Jam Jam, who can't wait to poop in the ocean. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go to CarsonGarrett.com, and I'm going to purchase a Carson pillow and put Bruce's face over Carson's face so that I have my Bruce pillow, but I also am donating to Carson, who is on my fantasy team and going to bring me loads and loads of Survivor fame. So that's where I'm at with my tribe.
Phil, I wish your birthday hadn't just passed.
I know. Isn't it the worst?
When I want to buy this.
You know what? It's President's Day, though. I mean, it's never too late to get somebody a President's Day.
I wonder if there's a President's Day discount.
On CarsonGarrett.com. He does work for NASA. Also, I just got...
How does that matter?
Does he work for NASA, though?
This is Dan Barry's nephew.
There it is.
Dan Barry's nephew. Oh, my
God. I literally have the team. I have the best team ever. Alexa, who's on your team? Give everybody a lowdown of why your team is better than mine, which is iconic already.
Phil has been on TikTok because he keeps saying the word iconic. My team is Helen, Claire, Brandon, Heidi, Josh, Lauren. And I'm happy with my team. I don't feel the need to justify it because none of the people on my team have pillowcases with their faces on it. And I think I'm okay with that.
There's never been a Claire to play Survivor yet, right? This is the first Claire.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because if that was the case, you would have had a team of people who share names with previous Survivor players, which I don't know how – I don't think that's as common as you might think it is. I don't think there's been a Claire.
Yeah, these are some pretty, like, common names.
Yeah.
That's so weird there's never been a Claire.
Yeah. But Helen Glover was the best out of all of those previous players from a placement standpoint.
I do love Helen.
Yeah. This is exciting. Intern, why is your team better than ours? I'm not convinced on Alexa's. Mine's still more iconic.
You should stop using that word, Phil. It feels weird when you say it.
Iconic.
My team, we have Matthew Grinstead Whale. He's going to win the season. So obviously, you know, that puts my team a step ahead of the rest. We got Franny Stanny's church in session. We're going to go to mass on the first day, Wednesday, 8 p.m. We got Danny the firefighter who's gonna carry his team to victory, like he carries people out of buildings. We got Jamie and Carolyn, they're the wild cards. Anything can happen with them. And finally, Kane, he's the smart guy to round it out.
I like it. I like it. That was a little bit more convincing until you really couldn't come up with anything special for Jamie. And you were just like, we'll lump her with Carolyn.
Oh, at least I didn't have to, you know, try to convince everybody else to do bad picks the whole time.
Hey, but you all fell right into my trap. My reverse psychology worked, and engineer turn took Carolyn, which is exactly what I told him to do the whole time.
Listening to Phil. Maybe, honestly, you know what? If that's what makes it work, I'll listen to you next time.
Thanks, man. Well, those are the teams. If you're interested in making your own six-person team, you can go ahead and do so. Become patreon.com/survivor specialist. If you're the top tier patron, you get to play in this game. You get a chance to win a buff, and you get to play in our power rankings game where you get to win a buff. The power rankings game. See, the problem with the power rankings game is if you fall behind early, it's really hard to come back. Whereas this game, if you make a team beforehand and your person gets voted out first, you can still win the whole thing because you can have the winner on your team, and that can be a huge 10-point boost towards the end. So I would say that you should do that. That would be really nice. This way I can go buy my Carson pillow. And Alexa, what else do we have to say?
So next week, next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be joined by a familiar face, Peridium. We haven't had him on in a little bit. Instead of our usual bootless podcast, which we're not doing because we believe the season may be spoiled, we're just going to have Peridium on and just chat about the new era of Survivor. We haven't talked to him in a few seasons, and really how we think the new era is going to influence season 44. We saw in a lot of 43, there were a lot of callbacks to 41 and 42, and especially with there being at least one very new twist for 44, how is that going to change the dynamic a little bit? And that's just going to be 2 days before the premiere, which is going to be a two-hour premiere. So on Wednesday, March 1st, crazily enough, at 10 p.m. Eastern, Phil and I are going to be back recapping that premiere. It's going to be very exciting. And we have a ton of Patreon content coming up. It's going to be happening consistently this season, which for those of you who've been around for a while know that that is not the norm for this podcast. So be very excited. You've probably seen us a little more active on social media, so give us a follow there. But if you want to become a patron and if you want to know what the details are for becoming each type of patron, go to patreon.com/survivorspecialist/CarsonGarrett.com and you will find all of the information that you need. Being a $20 patron is definitely the best bang for your buck, especially because you'll be able to participate in this fantasy game that we just drafted. So you get like three chances to win a buff. You also get to participate in, oh God, what do we call it?
The prop bet game, the power rankings,
Once you get to participate in the power rankings game, there's a Discord group, there's a Facebook group, but I don't even have a Facebook anymore, so Phil's going to have to deal with that. But join our Discord. There's a lot of discussions. That's just to be a $1 patron, a lot of other podcasts, $5, $10, and $20 patrons. So that's enough for me. Robert, thank you so much. Sorry, I mean, Engineer Turn, thank you so much for being on. We're really excited for the season to get started.
Yes, and let us know who you think is going to finish last place and why it's Intern. Again. So thanks, everybody.
I'm coming for last place. It was a trick the whole time.
Gotta do it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.